God's request. In the translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says that Parikshit Maharaj attained the sprout of bhava, but not yet rag, which later on he attained. How can we understand Parikshit Maharaj?
Who has translated?
Swami Ban.
Swami Ban Maharaj.
Huh. Isn't it?
Our Swami Ban Maharaj, he?
Yes.
Vrindavan?
Yes. So
perhaps he has not read Brihad Bhagavatam.
Parikshit Maharaj is the eternal Parikara of Lord.
What about Sukadeva Goswami? Has he explained anything?
I don't remember that, but I just remember reading this. And when I read...
What do you think?
I think certainly that he has got raga and everything else.
He was in the laps of Krishna.
Huh.
He played so many years. Sanatana Goswami has told that he was well known of Gopi Bhav, and he has given upadesh,
instruction
to mother that you should love Krishna as Gopi loves. Then how can we say that he has no rag, only sprout
of bhav?
We have heard that, and we have read in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika that even the king Ambarish Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, has a sprout of bhav. He has bhav. Then Parikshit Maharaj and he are in the same state. They don't do it like that. So he must have raga. He has heard Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Brahmar Geet, and so many things. With Sukadeva Goswami, there Narad Muni was present there. Vyas, Parashara, all were there. And I don't believe that he was ordinary sadhak. I think that he was siddha. And without rag, anyone cannot be siddha. This is my opinion. Sanatana Goswami has told everywhere. And Sanatana Goswami, in the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he has given some slokes, selected the slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam, Puran, Upanishad, everywhere, collected. And he has given name.
About association of devotees.
A collection of about more than about 100 slokas from everywhere, all of Russia, and he is telling that he has told them to her mother. So it can be said that he was
Sunday,
whether it is right or wrong, this bhav, this mood. But shankha, sandeh, nahi samajhta.
You're asking us if conviction.
Sandeh ki hare?
Doubt.
Oh no, I have no doubt. I clearly, when I read this, I thought this is not correct. But I wanted to ask you. I think Krishna Maharaj is already his eternal associate of Lord.
Those who know Siddhanta, anyone, anything will come. In heart, something is right. Sare kama padhani sa. This is
Vida
Paramani. But if anything, anyone jumps at,
go wrong,
melody becomes so bad. So in Siddhanta, those who know Siddhanta, at once something excites in their heart, so they cannot agree with him if there is anything against it. We may have told according to his conception.
Yeah.
So this
Coming.
Winter is coming.
Number 14, chapter 21.
Oh. 14 has been done?
No, you have only done 13.
Oh. Prayo vasanga vihaga munaye vanasmin krishne khitam kadauditam kalavenubi aruyaye drum bhujan ruchira pravalan Srinavanti nilitakriso digatannava Prayobatanga vihaga munayo vanasmin Krishne kshitam kaduditam kalavinubhita Aruyade dhumbhujan ruchira pravalan Srinavanta nilitakriso digatannava Prayo Batamba. Here is Batamba. Vata Amba. He Amba. O Mother. What is this Finland book?
This is a check and balance system. This is to make sure if one fails, other one will catch everything.
Here, Batamba. Oh, mother. In Bengali or Hindi, Mago. If there are so many ladies and any
wonderful
exclamation or anything will come, Mago. In Hindi, Maire, Mairi or Maire. So here there are none mother, no mother, all Sakhi. So here is one, no mother, but yet they are telling. Here is the mood of exclamation. So they are telling. In Srimad Bhagavat, there are so many places where ladies are telling to each other, but no like mother. O mother, Sakhi, or friend, anything Sambodhan, maybe. Sambodhan means to call a person. So here Batamba means only, oh, in the last sloka, Gavascha, Savascha, both cows and their calves, both. Oh, he is Krishna, they love Krishna so much, and Krishna loves so much them. They are choosing, shocking
mother.
They have order in their mouth. Actually, they are not choosing.
Not sucking.
Like this, not sucking. Sucking?
Yes.
And cows having grasses in their mouth. Grasses fell down and they have done like this. Head up, like cup.
Ears are upward.
They don't know whether I am here or not.
No sense of self.
They have no sense at all. Only they are, have sense of this very sweet melody of them. They remember that everything in Vrindavan are so much fortunate to drink the nectar of Bansi and the Madhurya of Krishna. Rup Madhurya. From top to bottom, everyone, Mayurs, Kokil, Sea, Harin, River, everything, every are very much attracted to Krishna, float, stone, and beauty of Krishna. Seeing this, they saw the birds of Vrindavan, and when they remembered the actions of birds, that there is no moment of earth when Krishna is singing in his throat. They are like munis. So they calling their sakis, Mago, see these birds, how wonderful their activities is. That Vihaga Munayo Banashmi Asmin Vrindavan Bane. Asmin Bane means Vrindavane. Vihaga are Muni. Vihagamane birds are Muni. They act like Munis. Perhaps they are all Munis.
the symptom of Muni is that they are always in this position. Eyes shut up.
Eyes closed.
Eyes closed. And they sit like this. They don't remember, they have no sense of their indriyas where, either and other. They don't speak to anyone. Concentrated mind. These are the symptoms of munis. In Vrindavan, surely the bihagas, that is, the words of Vrindavan, are munis. Krishnekshitam taduditam kalvenu gitam. Because we are seeing the symptoms of birth, that they are muni. We cannot decide, they are telling. We are not in a position to decide whether munis have taken birth as birds or birds are munis. Birds are like muni or munis have come in the shape of birds.
Which is it?
They are telling that both may be. By seeing Krishnekshitam Saduditam Kalabenu Gitam, Krishna Ikshitam, by seeing Krishna, Krishna's beautiful face, and tad uditam kalabenu gitam, and by the venu, by Krishna in venu, very sweet melody like nectar is coming. Seeing the face of Krishna, and hearing the kalavenu. Kalavenu means kalavenu?
Vibration.
Very beautiful. Eh?
Sweet vibration.
Sweet vibration. And kala means also clean. Clean. Kala, as he has written
calm
it. Calm these. Our call means all birds are thinking that Krishna is calling us and Beni is only for me. All birds are mine. So that is color. What became of Muni, Bihaga? There are two kinds of birds. At first they should know that munis are of three kinds. One, those who take darshan of Brahmavadi. Second are Paramatmavadi, yogi. And third are Bhagavat-tattva-vadi. Bhagavat-tattva-vadi are bhakta. And Brahmajnani and Paramatmajnani. There are two kinds of yogis. Muni. Like Sanakshanandana Sanatan is Brahmajnani. They are Brahmajnani. At first they were Brahmajnani. And some rishis are Paramatmajnani. Like Sauhari Rishi Ityadi. They are Paramatma Vadi.
What is the difference in the destination between these two?
The first Brahmavadi, they don't see the roop of Brahma. Nirakar Vadi, Niranjan Vadi, but they have Nishtha, not Sankar Vadi. Shankarvadi are not Brahmavadi really. They are Shunyavadi, like bugs. At first Sukadeva Goswami and Sanat Sanatan, they may be told as Brahmavadi.
If one does not get further advancement and he is a Brahmavadi, what will be his ultimate destination?
If they have no sadhusam, they will have mukti money.
Mukti in Vishuddhalok, Brahmajyoti.
And if Brahmabhuta prasannatma nasojna kankshati samasarvesh mukti, mad bhaktim labhat. If they have any rasi, siddhant vidh vaishnava, then they will have parabhakti. Parabhakti means prema bhakti, vishuddha bhakti. Then they will go to either Vaikuntha or Golok or Vrindavan.
And the Paramatmavadi, what is their destination?
Paramatmavadi, so much written in Gita. Paramatmavadi. Those who remember Brahma, Paramatma, here as a Sakshi, and karma phal niyanta. They are like yogis. They have some mixture of sattva and chit. Like Karnayana Sai Vishnu or Garbhodha Sai Vishnu. They go to first Brahmalok with Brahma, and from then they can go anywhere. So their standard is to go.
They may go to Vaikunth, they may go to Brahmajyoti,
Brahmajyoti,
or they might go even to Golok.
Golok. According to their society. And Kirtan and Bhagavat Nam Roop Gun Leela. But they are still Muni. They can go to Vaikunth or to Golok, up to Golok, not Vrindavan.
Not Vrindavan.
Only those who can do Kirtan and Nritya, they can go to
Vrindavan. Means dancing?
Dancing.
And singing.
And singing. Like Mayur, Mayur means
peacock,
kokil,
kakku,
and sook. Sook, sari, and kakku. Very melodious, they may sing so much. Where is she? That they can attract Krishna and Radhika. And Mayur, not singing, but yet
dancing. So you're saying, why did you bring up that point about the peacock?
That these are not yogis, muni. Mayur, kokil, suka, sari, they are bhakta chudamani. Because saying Krishna or remembering Krishna, they began to dance and sing.
So Shankar, Sadashiva is certainly a Rasika
Bhakti. Because he sings and because Kirtaniya Sadahari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siksha is Kirtan Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Homaha Davagni Nirvapanam up 7 8 Saptajiva, na? Saptajiva. Saptajiva, not 8. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagin Nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhi Jeevanam Anandambudhi Pratipadam Purunamrita Aswadam Sarvatma Sapanam Saptajiva Tah Sarvatma Sapanam last stage. All by Kirtan.
So Krishna is best of all other things.
Which two you did not mention?
What?
The seven.
Huh?
Seven.
Eight or seven. But Chaitanya Chaitamiti has told Sapta Jihva.
Seven.
So what? Eto Darpan Marjana. Bhav Mahal Dabad Nirvata. Shreya Karo, third one. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Budhi Jivan Anandam Budhi Vardhanam
Yatasutipadam Purunam
Sadhanam. So the 8 ho jata hai.
Sarvatmasnapanam Sivan
7 ho jata hai. So 7. So Kirtan and Prem is same thing. And only by Kirtan and dancing in bhav, that gopi bhav can, or any bhav of braj can be achieved. So mayur, kokil, soup, sari, they sing and dance. So they are not coming in this muni. Dihaga, prayo, there is a word prayo.
Almost.
Prayo means?
Almost.
Not all. So praya means not kokil, not mayur, not sukshari. When they see Krishna, yes, three kinds of birds. When they see Krishna, their face they see. And when they hear the sweet melody of Venu, they begin to dance and to do kirtan. Kokil, Suk, and this Mayur. And seeing this, seeing the face of Krishna, hearing the melody, and seeing the dancing of Mayur, all others who are like Muni, they come out of their
net.
What?
Yes.
Net. From their nest. And see that how beautiful scene is there. All come and they sit on the branches of trees. Arunke De Druma Pujan. Ruchira Pramana. They sit on the
branches of
trees. Ruchira Pramana, where very good and new red lips are coming. There may be that they can sit at a place from where they can see without any difficulty Krishna. No? And Krishna may also see them. They can sit on the dry or where there is no lips. It was better. But there is a chance that when they will out of sense, they can sell. But if there will be amongst the leaves, they cannot fall. But another thing is that Muni lives in their kutis,
cottage,
of trees, benches, and leaves in the forest. Understand? So these birds should also live in kutis. They should not live on the branch where there is no leaves and no nothing. So they are sitting in a place where there is like a kuti around them. There are leaves, very good leaves. They can see from there, but only other will not see. Krishna can see, they can see Krishna, but other birds cannot see them. Like Munis want to see Krishna,
and they want their mercy. So there is a sambandha, relation between Krishna and Munis, but anyone cannot see that what they are doing. They want to be in cave and in a place where anyone cannot see. This is the symptom of a Muni. So birds have also these same symptoms. But he, anything?
Yeah. Is this, are the gopis thinking this or are they actually seeing this?
Everything gopis are seeing. What they are doing like something. But all these things are coming from the heart of gopis. Because there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarbhuteshu yah pasyet bhagavad bhavam atmana
bhutani
bhagavat atmanyeshu
bhagavat
uttama. The symptom of a bhagavat, uttam bhagavat, is that yah sarbhuteshu pasyati, everywhere, sarbhute, he sees his bhav towards Krishna. That is, Prahlad Maharaj, you see, everywhere Narsingadev. And he will feel that everyone is worshipping Narsingadev like me. Sanandan Sanat Kumar will see that they are all yogi like us. So, Yashodama knows that everyone loves Krishna as I love Krishna. These are the symptoms of Mahabhagavata. Also, it has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. First, that is slow. Sarbhutesu yah pasyat bhagavat bhavam atmanah, atmanah bhagavat bhav, he sees everywhere. Atmanah means his, what he has relation with Krishna, how he loves Krishna. All Mahabhagavat sees that everyone worshipping Krishna as I. And second is that everyone is situated in Krishna like I am. So these are the symptoms of Mahabhagavata.
Everyone is situated in Krishna means?
Means, he sees that Yashoda Ma saw that whole world, whole universe, whole jeev is in Krishna. Arjun saw that everything in Viratu, everything is in. Prahlad Maharaj also sees like this.
But that's not a Braj Bhakti Krishna.
No. But Yashoda Ma sees, and Brahma also saw that this thing. Here, both are the symptoms of Mahabhagavatam. But yet, anything came in my mind and at once went away. Like, what?
You were, I asked you that this is not a Braj Bhakti vision. And you said no, but they all see like this, and yet.
So, here also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling,
Sthavar
jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra spure tar ishta deve murti. So Mahabhagavat dekhe sthavar and jangam. Everyone he sees and dekhe tar sthavar jangam. Taha tar hai ishta deve spuran. Sthavar jangam dekhe na. Dekhe tar murti. What is the meaning? Sthavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti. Thavar Jangam dekhe na tar murti. In this prayer, there are two kinds of meaning. Thavar Jangam dekhe, he is seeing. Na dekhe tar murti. He is Tamal Krishna, he is Dhanudhar, he is he. This is Vriksha. He is seeing them. But he does not see that he is Tamal Krishna. He is seeing that any gopi, any friend, all, whether sthavar or jangam, whether jad or chetan, whether going and moving or unmoving, but actually they don't feel Krishna. Trees and persons, they may not feel Krishna, but gopis or Mahabhagavat will see according to their Krishna bhakti. There is no bhav in trees. There is no bhav in cows, it may be. In parrots and all birds. But gopis are seeing. Their bhav in them. That we want to love Krishna and want to touch Krishna and want to go nearer to Krishna. But they have chance to go there. How lucky are they? More than us. They are lucky. So here yes, thaur jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti. They are seeing thaur and jangam, but not their murti. They are uddipana, by uddipana they are everywhere realizing Krishna. No? And second, thavara jangama dekhe na. They don't think that the tree is sthava. Or these cows are moving. They don't see all these things. They see their own bhav in them. This is the...
This is a symptom of what?
Mahabhagava.
But what... It is a symptom of what type of love? What degree of prema?
Gopis are telling.
It is
a... Mahabhav.
Mahabhav.
Not in other... Dasya, Sansa. But they can see... Like Prahlad Maharaj is Mahabhagavat. Uddhav is also Mahabhagavat. Narad is also Mahabhagavat. They can see according to their standard, but they will see all these things.
What is the technical word for this? When someone sees like this, is there a technical term used in Sanskrit to describe this? Seeing others.
Mahabhagavat, the action of Mahabhagavat. The mode of Mahabhagavata. Whether they have not that quality near and dear to Krishna, but yet Mahabhagavata. If Krishna is blowing his shankha, what they will feel? Oh, how they are so bhagyaman, fortunate. That he is testing the Krishna lips. Shankha is no such bhakti.
Our Srila Prabhupada used to say also that the Mahabhagavat sees everyone.
Mahabhagavat will understand that everyone are Bhagavat.
Yes, but he would say, but he thinks he himself is not.
No. For himself they will know. So, as gopis are telling that we are not so fortunate.
I have no question.
I want to be so.
The birds are fortunate, but I am not.
I am unlucky. Here, there is a second meaning of Dhruma Bhujan. There are so many munis who are Brahmaganis they chahna ki hai, they climb up on Upanishad. This is the one branch of this. They climb and they see from there, and they say Krishna as a Brahma. And the yogi now on certain Upanishads are like some smriti. Only those who are bhakta, they are separate branch. It is a branch of Srimad Bhagavat Pandi. By adopting or being charna, by climbing on the this branch of Srimad Bhagavat, they can see Krishna and Krishna can see. Otherwise, any on Puran, Puran, Upanishad, Ved, Smriti, no, there are no such branch upon whom they can sit and see.
Only.
But not so much as Srimad Bhagavat. And one meaning is that Brahmavijan, the Upanishad and all Upanishad and Purans, excepting Srimad Bhagavat, they leave all these things. And they know that leaving all these branches, Upanishads, Vedas, and all other Purans, they come to Vrindavan, and in general, any tree, they can climb, and from there they can see. So they prefer Vrindavan trees than Upanishad, Vedas, and all other things. Here they can see Krishna on climbing on the trees, but not they can see on climbing on Upanishad, Vedas, and all other things. So they want to be bird who Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sukadeva Goswami, as he had become Parrot, Sanatan Rupam, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, and likewise so Munis, they think that no use of climbing on all these Vedas branches, Upanishad and all these. They want to be buried in Vrindavan, so that naturally we will go there, and climbing on this, we will see Krishna. So, gopis are telling that Ruchira Pravalan in Srimad Bhagavatam are in Vrindavan trees. From there they are seeing that peacocks are dancing, and kakus and sukshari are singing. They cannot, and all others are sitting and without any telling anything or without dancing. They are sitting, they are alone, and seeing all these things. So they are beneath. Or gopis are telling that it is true that Sukh Goswami and Sanak Sanandan and like all Munis have done so much austerities and remembrance and served Krishna or Srimati Radhika, and they have bar paya hai. By the mercy of Krishna or Jogamaya, they have become birds here in Vrindavan, and they are seeing and testing Krishna. Srimanta Miladat Griso Digatanna Vacha. They are not telling themselves, speaking nothing. They have no senses of their bodies. So gopis are here telling that when we have so much faith that we can be like birds, that we will not chant anything, we will not have any sense of our body, and we will have so much, we will be so fortunate that we will be a bird, that we will fly with Krishna, we will see with Krishna, and if we may be kokil or sukarsari, then nothing to say, so much we are safe. That is, always sometimes we will be in the hands of Krishna or Radhika. And if kakus, they will sing and they will dance with Krishna. कितना बज गया? एक घंटा हो गया? कितना?
नहीं.
नहीं बात.
You have only spoken a total of 45 minutes.
45?
You have spoken not even 45. 25 plus 15, 40 minutes. You have
40?
Yes. I have
time. I'm beginning another slow. Whether it will be full or not.
I will stop you at the time.
आलिंगन स्थितौर्मुजैर्मुरारे गृहणन्ति पादजुगलं कमलोपहार नभ्यस्तदा तदुपधारीयमुकुन्दगीतम् आवर्तलक्षितमनोभवभग्नवीर आलिंगन स्थितौर्मुजैर्मुरारे गृहणन्ति पादजुगलं कमलोपहारः
नद्यस्तदा सिन्दी